We are learning Masechtas Soita Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting at the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. We are discussing now, going back to discuss a little bit, the crossing the Yarden. So Pligi Ba Rav Ami Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Chad Amal Adivir Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, who says that the height of the water was Yuvez Mil. So Adivir Rav Yehuda Kechani Yosam Avru, they crossed the Yarden like the way they rest. Chani Yosam means when they camped. They camped in a certain formation, and that formation was 12 mil by 12 mil. So they walked across the Yarden in that formation. Therefore, it took the length of 12 mil, and the water had to stop for that length. L'divrei Rabbi Eliezer Rav Shimon, b'zeh hazeh avru. They walked in single file. So that's the bir hamachlokes between Rabbi Eliezer Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, according to this man, Yama. That means like this, that the reason why it was 300 mil high is because they walked zeh hazeh. Because if they travel on 12 mil, okay, good, you argue Rabbi Yehuda, they can't be only 12 mil high because it moves quicker. The water moves quicker than Klal Yisrael. But it's be 300 mil, that much quicker? So therefore, he said it must be they walked in single file. So that's one man, Yama, how he learns. The machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer Rav Shimon, is more than just how high it was how they walked across. Because they walked across Kechani Yasam, and therefore he held that they walked the same speed as the water, so it's 12 mil high. So Hashem says, first of all, you're wrong, the water moves quicker. And second of all, they walk single file, therefore it's 300 mil high. But Marsava, no, they both hold those Kechani Yasam. But the Machlokes is this, Marsava Adam Kal, Marsava Mayim Kalam. One holds that Adam is just as fast as the water. And the other one holds Mayim Kalam Harbe. The Mayim is much quicker than that, up to 300 mil. Now Tosfos points out that Stam, what does Rav Yehuda do with the Kasha? It's Taka true. Doesn't water move quicker than a person? So what's Taka Pshat Rav Yehuda 12 mil? Every Tosfos is very simple. Tosfos is right here printed over here, Masava, on the bottom. Tosfos says that you're right when the water is moving kedarkam, when it's moving downstream, it moves quicker than a person. But here, it had to be piled up. When it's piling up, of course, it goes slower. It has to pile up. It's going uphill. So therefore, it moves the same speed as the person. So what? Adam Kal, so Rashi speaks out. Adam's Kal Kamoy HaMayim. It's the same speed as the Mayim. That's what Rashi speaks out. Now, once we mentioned before the Meraglim, why do we mention the Meraglim? Because we wanted to say, since we said the stones are 40 saw, and that we have a Messiah that a person carries with someone else three times the amount, and then we brought it back, we said that's when we know how heavy the Eshkol was. So once we mentioned the Meraglim, we're taking a break from talking about the Yarden, and we'll talk about the Meraglim. It says in the Pasuk that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Shlach lecha anoshim v'yisurus eretz Kanaan asher nisam l'bnei Yisrael." That's what it says in the pasuk. And loshen shlach lecha for you. Amar Shlokish, shlach lecha medaitecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, shlach lecha medaitecha. That's your idea. Because v'chi Adam zeh baruch chelik ra la'atzmai. So the way Rashi learns, what does it mean Adam zeh? It's going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Karis Baruch Hu thinks in Metzava Klai Yisrael do something that is not going to work out. Why would Hashem to tell him that? Teretz is it was Moshe wanted it, so he says to you, the V'hani Nuchsev V'yitav Be'ena Adava Amr Shlokish Be'ena V'levin Hashem Malkim. It says in the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu said V'yitav Be'ena Adava when Klai Yisrael asked them. This is a pasuk in Dvarim that when Klai Yisrael asked him to send Meraglim, Moshe said, "Ah, oh, it's a good idea." V'yitav Be'ena Adava. So Ve'inai Vlevin Hashemakim, it was not a Karz Baruch Hu's idea, it was Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it, and therefore it's called Shlach Ha'anoshim, and that's why it was Letakala, because the Karz Baruch Hu would not have sent Meraglim Letakala. The Tosfos Shan speaks out over here that even Ve'inai Moshe Loi Hetiv, and this is brought down actually in Rashi Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu figured that if he calls their bluff, they're not going to want to send the Meraglim. Because you give an example. Let's say someone is buying something and he asks you, could it travel over mountains? Let me test it out. So you say, yeah, of course it could. Yeah, just test it out. Because you're calling his bluff and he sees that you're confident, he just won't even take it across the mountains. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, he'll tell him, yeah, do Meraglim. He'll say, oh, you know, now I believe you. But Yach Bolonos Aretz, it says in the Pasuk, that Yach Bolonos Aretz, go check out the land. Omer Chibaba, Meraglim is counted on the Baish Sol. The Meraglim, Yach Bolonos Cherpa, that they were Mechavin to just find the Baishas of Eretz Sol, the bad things of Eretz Sol. Ksiv Hachov, Yach Bolonos Aretz, Ksiv Hossam, says in the Pasuk, Vechofra Alvona, Busha Achamba, you know, Busha Vecherpa. The Loshen of the Busha Vecherpa, they're looking for the bad, for the things they could find not good of Eretz Sol. It says in the pasuk about the names of the meraglim. El Shmoisam, Lamate Ruven Shmuel Ben Zakur v'chulu. Amar Rav Yitzchok, Dovazem Maseres B'Deinu. We have a Maser. We have a Kabbalah. Ma'avaseinu Meraglim Al Shem Maseim Nikro. That the names of meraglim were called Al Shem Maseim on the Maisim. The things that did, the bad deeds that they did. That's the names are conveying the idea of their bad deeds. Va'anula also via Dana, we couldn't explain all the names exactly how it's mashma the things they did. Ella echad, only one. Sesur ben Michal, one of the meraglim that went was, so it was Vemate Osher. Says Sesur ben Michal. Sesur stands for Sesur Shasasur Maisav Shalakaris Baruchu, which Rashi learns lashon of stira, that they makesh the what Akaris Baruchu said. Baruchu said it's a zavas chal v'dvash, and they like. They were soicer. They contradicted the words of Akaris Baruch Hu. Mechol shen osa atzvei mach. The kavayachol made mach loshem mach that it made Akaris Baruch Hu like poor. That it says later on that they said Akaris Baruch Hu can't even get his things out of Eretz Yisrael. So mechol is loshem that they made chas shalom made Akaris Baruch Hu mach weak. Or Rabbi Yechon, Afar Nema, we'll darsh at another one of them, Raglim. It says in Naftali, Lamati Naftali, Nachbi Venvavsi. Nachbi Shechbi Dvarav Sakarish Baruchu. They hid the words of Akarish Baruchu, and they didn't say it the way it is. That really, it's all so good. They didn't say it the way it is. Vavsi Shepisa Amidais Shakarish Baruchu. Which means they skipped. They didn't say Kashem. They also delayed, Rashi says, they jumped over the good things about Eretz Yisrael. It says in the Pasuk, Devayal Benegev, they went up south. Vayavoy ad Chevron. L'charet shtei vayavoy. We're talking about all the meraglim. Why didn't vayavoy? A merav a malamed. There was only one person who went to Chevron. Who was that? Shapirish Kalev Matzas or meraglim. Kalev left from the idea of the meraglim. V'halach mishtateach al kivri avos. He went and he lay down on the kvarim of the avos of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. He went to Maros Machpela to daven. Amalahem avosai bigshu lai rachemim. He said avosai daven for me. Sheinotzel ma'atzim raglam. They should be saved from the atzas hamaraglim. Atzas hamaraglim. Yeshua kvar bikesh Moshe lo rachemim. So Maros asks, why didn't Yeshua go? Yeshua kvar bikesh Moshe lo rachemim. Moshe already davened for Yeshua. She never said the pasuk. Vayikra Moshe lo hayshaya benun Yeshua, which stands, what's the extra yud Yeshua? Ka Yeshiachem atzas meraglim. Moshe already davened for Yeshua already. Vahenuchsiv vaavdi kolev ekev hoyse ruach acheres imay. And like it says in the pasuk, the avdi kolev ekev hoyse ruach acheres imay, a different ruach. Therefore, they gave him as a present. It says in the pasuk, vayimale achroy vayoyisiv ala oritz shabosh shomav vazari yoshana. It says he's going to be yairish chevron. So you see, from this pasuk, he was the only one who went to chevron because it says. He came to Chevron, and therefore he got a special chelik in Chevron. And the first one will speak at why Dafka Moshe davened for Yeshua and not for anyone else. Why Dafka Yeshua? So the answer is because he figured Yeshua will have a reason not to say a good report, because Yeshua didn't want his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu to die. He knew Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going there at Shaul, so maybe he would be in the Negei Bedava, and therefore he had to have a special tefillah, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu dafka davened for Yeshua. So I took him more about it. And what exactly was Ruach Acheres Imay mean? The Marshal explains that every person has a Ruach HaBehema, and it has a Ruach HaBehema and a Ruach HaOdom Oyle L'mayla. So he had the Ruach Acheres, he used the Ruach that HaOdom is moved by Behema, that's the Neshama, and he didn't go after his Ruach HaBahami. His friends went after the Ruach HaBehema, and he went after the Ruach, the Ruchnius, the Ruach that's L'mayla, the Ruach HaOdom that's moved by Behema. V'sham, it says that in Chevron were these giants. V'sham Achiman Sheishai V'Salmai Yelidei Anok. That's what it says in the pasuk. It says V'yal V'negev Yovei Chevron. And then the pasuk says V'sham Achiman Sheishai V'Salmai Yelidei Anok. V'Chevron Shevashon Nivus V'Neitzayim V'Neitzayim. That's the pasuk says. I'm going to dash the rest of the pasuk. What is Achiman Meyuman Shevachiv? Achiman was the Meyuman. He was the best of the brothers of these giants. He was the best of these giants. That's Loshem Meyuman. It means like the Yarei Amin is Choshev Meyuman. Sheishai Shemeshim is Oros Keshichasois. When he walked, he made these big ditches in the ground. He was so heavy. Talmai Shemeshim is Oros Tlamim. When he walked, he left like rows, like looked like it was plowed when he walked. He was so heavy. Now Dova Acha is taken out. Achimain Bona Onos built the city of Onos, Sheshai Bona Elosh, and Talmai Bona Tilbush. You lead the Onok. Why they call it the Onok? What's the Onok? Onok means lashon of a necklace. Shemanikim Cham Kamas. They're so tall, it looks like they're using the sun as a necklace around their throat. Says the pasuk, end of that pasuk. V'chevron sheva shonim nivnasa. V'fnei tzayim etzrayim. Chevron was built 7 years before tzayim etzrayim. So Gemara says it can't be kipshutai. Ilem nivnasa mamish. If it means it was actually built before tzayim, before Mitzrayim, we know that Chum had a bunch of children, and Mitzrayim was older than Chum. Efsha older than Canaan. Efsha adam boyne bayis the bnei kot the koyel bnei gadol. Says in the pasuk, ubnei Chum. Bnei Chum is Cush and Mitzrayim will put to Canaan. Canaan is the youngest. You're not going to build something for Canaan 7 years before Mitzrayim. Elo, what does it mean? Nivnasa Shevasham Nivnasal Fnitzayim Mitzrayim. It means Elo, Shes Mavuna al Echam Shiva Mitzayim. It was Mavuna, Loshan Ibana Mimena that we have by Rachel Imenu. It means it was better land, better, more fertile land, 7 times more fertile than Mitzrayim. Mavun alechem m'shiva m'tzayin. Ve'ein l'cha t'roshim. What's the worst land in Eretz Yisrael? Ve'ein l'cha t'roshim l'cha t'ol yoysim m'chevron. More than chevron. The kivri b'shchav shichvi. That's where they bury the mason. Ve'ein, like Rash says, that's where the Beis HaKvaros is at. Ve'ein l'cha m'ula b'chol ha'rat. It's yoysim Eretz Yisrael. In the whole world, the best land is Eretz Yisrael. Sh'nem ha'gan Hashem k'Eretz Yisrael. I want to give an example of Gan Hashem k'Eretz Yisrael. And in Mitzrayim itself, the best place is Tzayan. That's where the Sarim went. This is talking about actually Malchei Yisrael went to visit the Malchei Mitzrayim to have them help in the war against Melech Ashur. So you see, Parai was in Tzayan. So Tzayan was, like the capital, was the best place in the Mitzrayim. The Chesiv Kehoi with Tzayin Tzara. Filahachi, Chevrei Mevona, Chevrei, which is the worst of Eretz Yisrael, is Mevona, Echad Meshiva Betzayin. 7 times Tzayin. Pray to Gemara. So we're seeing how great Eretz Yisrael is. That's the Pasuk says, Chevrei, Sheva Sham Nivisa, Fei Tzayin Betzayin means how great Eretz Yisrael is, because Chevrei is even better than Tzayin. Pray to Gemara, Chevrei in Trashmava, was Chevrei full of rocks? But Chesiv says in the Pasuk, V'yimikets Abraham Shalom. It's possible where Avshalom says V'yimikets Abraham Shalom after 40 years. V'yimav Avshalom al Malach Elchonah. I'm going to go and pay back my neder. He wants to bring kabbonis. V'amar Rav Avya, mitaim Rav Barachonon. What was he going to Chevron for? Shahalch lahavi kvasim mechevron. He went to bring kvasim mechevron. V'tanya the Brisa elam emayev kvasim mechevron. So you see that there's a lot of cattle in Chevron. So it must be that it's a lot of place to graze the land there. They're not, there's no rocks, because the behemoths can't eat rocks, they have to eat grass. So it's a raya that it wasn't a mokum troshim. And if they were, no, that alone is a raya. I the klisha ara, since it's very rocky, so the soil is not so deep, so therefore, instead of planting trees and peiros, they plant grass there. Therefore, of the raya, you make it into places for the cattle to graze. V'shomein kinyona, and the cattle, the mikneh, is very fat over there. Gets very fatty there because that is where it's a very good place to graze, because das gufa, since there's so much rocks there, the soil is very thin, and therefore they plant grass there instead of trees.